time since 1988.
Whatever you want. The toll-free number for you, 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. They are completely free. You actually get to control the content of the site, should you like, or of course you can just go and look at it. But if you would like, you can find something online that you think is interesting and share it with our other listeners by the show prep feature of our site, which is the main attraction. In that, if you find something online that you think is interesting, you just simply submit it as show prep, and then it will pop up on the site. And it can be anything that you like. It could be something fun. It could be something serious, whatever. News article, YouTube video, blog post. You submit it, it pops up on the site, other people can vote for it at that point, and the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site, thereby increasing the amount of people that get to see it. Once again, freetalklive.com. We're going to start things out here tonight with an interview that I really wish I didn't have to do, but unfortunately, the Liberty Dollar situation is just awful. What has been happening with Bernard von Nothaus, and when I say I don't want to have to do it, that doesn't mean I don't want to talk to you, Bernard. I always enjoy talking with you. It's the subject matter that is disturbing to me. Bernard von Nothaus joining us for the first time in, seems like, a little while. Good evening, sir.
It's a real pleasure, Ian, to be here with you.
Well, I'm glad to have you on the program, and maybe one of the last times we'll ever hear from you. Hopefully not, though, because the reason we're having you on tonight is to hopefully prevent you from having to spend an excessive amount of time in a cage. Just to bring our listeners up to speed, let me see if I can just run through a recap here, Bernard, of what has transpired in the last 4 or 5 years, and you can correct me if I get something wrong.
Okay.
So it was, I believe, 2007 when the federal government came to the offices of the Liberty Dollar, which was at the time, probably still is the case, that it was the most popular alternative currency, value-backed currency, in this country with a few million dollars, several million dollars in circulation out there. They came to your offices. They raided the offices. They raided the vault. They raided the mint. They took millions of dollars worth of gold and silver, and I think some copper and probably some platinum as well. They took a bunch of hard metals. They took all your computers. They took your office supplies. They arrested your employees. They ended up arresting you down the line as well, and charging you with counterfeiting, among other things. And for anyone that's listened to the show for a while, they've heard you on before. They know that I was a Liberty Dollar associate at that time. I'm definitely a supporter of the Liberty Dollar, always have been a fan. And they just destroyed the business. I mean, they knew exactly what they were doing, and they must have known that the Liberty Dollar wasn't a counterfeit product because it's, you know, it had an 800 number on it. It had a website on it. I mean, clearly it wasn't attempting to masquerade in any way, shape, or form as the U.S. government's own currency. In fact, your marketing campaign with the Liberty Dollar was always surrounding the idea that this is not the Federal Reserve's currency, that this is real money, that it's real silver that's backing this, or in some cases actual silver in the case of the Liberty Dollar silver pieces. So, you know, it really seemed clear to me that this was not intended to be a counterfeit product or try to confuse people into thinking it was U.S. currency. But that's what they came after you with. And, you know, years later, because the wheels of justice turn real slowly, a jury of your so-called peers decided to convict you on this charge, which is outrageous. And now you're facing sentencing of, I believe, up to 25 years in prison, all because you gave the federal government a run for their money.
Well, that was a good summation. There's a couple of little tweaks I could make, but just to fine-tune the last one there, Ian, is that I'm now facing 22 years in prison. Only 22.
Oh, only
years.
22. Well, that's a relief. God.
And at my age, that means I'd get out when I'm 90.
Oh.
Yeah, so basically, that's
a death sentence.
That's a life sentence, you know.
It's horrible.
right. It is pretty amazing. There are some bright spots along the way.
Tell me about them, because I need to hear that.
Well, the bright spot is the fact is that my dad had an old saying that the more you stir shit, the more it stinks.
Oh, my God. You know what? We up. So hopefully my board operator was able to grab that. I didn't even think to bring that up here. I think he did get it. So thank goodness. We got to remind you, Bernard, we are on national radio stations, and most of the time we're going to drop a call that says something like that. So if you could rephrase in a more radio friendly manner, then our listeners will be able to hear what you have to say.
Sure. The more you stir manure, the more it stinks.
There you go. Okay.
Any case, in this particular case, kind of the opposite. The more the government stirs the Liberty Dollar, the more publicity it generates for the Liberty Dollar.
That much is true, but unfortunately, they've taken out your entire operation, so the publicity can't result in new orders or anything like that at this point, right?
No, we're definitely not in a growth mode. There's no doubt about that. Although we are in a growth mode in terms of publicizing the values of a value-based currency and
true.
Of collecting more supporters, I would dare say. And a couple of people have pointed this out to me, that there are more people supporting the Liberty Dollar now than what there were. And I think part of it has to do with our steadfast stand for our beliefs and the fact that, more water is under the bridge here. We're farther down the slippery row. There's more manure, you might say. And the reality is that there's an awful lot of people who did not support the Liberty Dollar in as much as you did. As a matter of fact, there were a lot of people sitting on the sidelines with their head in a dark place.
Mm-hmm.
And those people have actually come across and written articles and become bigger supporters. So if anything has happened other than my loss of freedom and facing years in prison, that the trial has generated congealing, if you would.
Generated what? I'm sorry. You cut out for just a quick moment there, Bernard.
Oh, I just, the Liberty Dollar trial has actually been a congealing effect on people's opinion. So people have taken a stronger position about Liberty Dollar simply because of the heavy-handed, draconian measures that the government's taken.
No doubt about it. I remember after your conviction, the government prosecutors were basically saying that the Liberty Dollar has become contraband. And I remember we made a point at the 10th Amendment Center was putting on the Nullify Now conferences, and we were at one of those Nullify Now conferences. Mark Edge, our co-host, who's unfortunately not able to be here tonight, he was being the MC for the conference, and he brought me up to relate the news about your conviction and talk about this idea that the Liberty Dollar was contraband, and we made a point of doing a transaction on stage in front of a couple hundred people with the Liberty Dollar just to rub it in their face, like, look, this is contraband now, and we're just going to use it right out in the open. In fact, I auctioned it off to the highest bidder at that moment in time. So I think you're right. I think people are likely to become more hardcore toward liberty and alternative currencies and, value-backed currency as a result of what's happening to this, and I'm glad to see you're looking on the bright side of all this, especially considering you're facing 22 years in a cage, and it was your fellow man who decided to find you guilty and put you there. Well, it's just so sad.
Well, I don't know if I would say my fellow man, because I don't think too highly of the jury.
Right.
Baboons might be an apt description, but baboons are pretty smart.
Mm.
Maybe snails or something or other.
Bernard, can you stick with us for another segment? I want to talk more about what's coming next for you, sentencing, and how our listeners...
I haven't gotten warmed up yet.
Right, good. All right, so stick with us here. More with Bernard von Nothaus. He is the original, the guy behind the Liberty Dollar. They took out his operation because Well, he was making a difference, obviously. 855-450-FREE, now facing 22 years in prison for minting an alternative to the federal government's money. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Americans are losing their wealth. People are rioting in the streets. For years, the American people have ignored the assaults on our liberty. The book In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, not only reveals the truths and the deceptive tactics that have caused the decline of our liberty, but also identifies and explains how we, the American people, can restart what was once a free America. It's time to wake up, protect our liberty, and return the government back to its proper role. It's time to know the truth. Order In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, today at Amazon.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything that you want. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. Though, if you have a question for Bernard von Nothaus of the Liberty Dollar, the monetary architect behind the Liberty Dollar, the creator of it. He is here with us tonight to update us on what's going on with his case, or rather the federal government's case that they're forcing upon him, and the fact that he's facing 22 years in federal prison.
because he created a successful alternative currency, one that resulted in millions of silver pieces being circulated, and also the dollars as well, the warehouse receipts, which Derek Jay, by the way, joining us this evening, just back in from Saving the World. Good evening, Derek Jay.
Great evening. Good to be with you.
I don't know how new you are to the Liberty Movement, Derek, because you're a little younger than I am, and I don't know how familiar you are with the Liberty Dollar.
I am familiar with the Liberty Dollar. I remember hearing the big news when the storage places were raided.
Okay.
And, I did see the video of you transacting the now illegal currency live.
The contraband.
Yeah. And so I am familiar with this.
Excellent. So they've had the warehouse receipts, which were the pieces of paper that were way more advanced than the U.S. dollar, and they had cooler anti-counterfeiting features, and it was really such a cool thing, and that's why I was on board with the idea of just trying to introduce people to the ideas of alternative currencies. And one thing's for sure, the Liberty Dollar was very successful, and that was its main mission, was to basically destroy the Fed through competing. I mean, essentially, it's an agorist enterprise.
Well, I think it's so successful, I predict that it will be successful as time goes on, despite Bernard von Nuthaus, unfortunately, not being around to keep producing them.
Well, hopefully he will be around, because one of the purposes of having him on the show, and he's back with us here, actually calling in from California tonight, is to talk about sentencing, because that has yet to occur. So he's been found guilty by a jury on so-called counterfeiting charges, and is facing up to 22 years in prison. Bernard, is there a minimum, like a mandatory minimum here that you're facing, or could it be that this, this judge could say, time served, you're free, probation or something like that?
Well, I never served any time except for the 5 days that when they said I violated the terms of my appearance bond.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, that'd be 5 days served. But the other thing is that there isn't any minimum.
Mm-hmm.
The judge has free rein to sentence me to almost anything from, well, maybe I might get 6 months probation. Maybe that would be the minimum. But, the judge, the federal judges have been released from mandatory sentencing, about 8 years ago or so.
Really?
So before that, the judge had to sentence you, regardless of the circumstances, to whatever was recommended on the guidelines. And so now the guidelines is 22 years. So the judge can make it anything, probably 6 months to 22 years.
So what the idea is here tonight, besides just updating our listeners on your case and maybe introducing some of our new listeners to the Liberty Dollar and to what's happened to you, is to encourage our listeners to who are familiar with you, familiar with the Liberty Dollar, to write to this judge and to essentially write in your favor and say, hey, go easy on this guy. You had sent an email out to your email list, and of which I am one of the recipients, and basically asking for this and, giving some parameters and some suggestions as to what to, how to approach it. And so I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get that out to our audience here tonight, Bernard. What can people do to help?
Well, the best thing that people can do, there's actually two things they can do. The very best thing is to write a respectful letter to the judge. In this day and age, we hear a lot of bad things about court. I don't have any bones to pick with the judge. I think he was fair and impartial. I think the jury erred seriously in convicting me. So a brief, respectful letter to the judge urging him to either dismiss the case, which is still a possibility, or to sentence me to no prison time would be greatly appreciated. And the letter need not be very long. It has to do with
Bernard? Oh no, I think we might have lost him.
And the other thing,
Bernard, you said the letter doesn't need to be very long. It has to do with, and then your phone cut out for several seconds. Can you start over there?
I'm up here in the mountains, and I'm on a landline, so I don't know what's happening.
It could
here,
be me. It could be our voiceover IP lines here. So go ahead and give that another shot.
Okay, so what do you think you missed?
You said that it doesn't have to be very long, and then pretty much got cut off after that.
Okay, yeah, the letter does not have to be very long. Brief would be good. It has nothing to do with how long the letters are. It has to do with the volume of letters that the judge gets. So we need to have a lot of letters.
Got it.
Which is the second thing that I would encourage people to do, and that is not only to write the judge a respectful letter, but also to share the letter writing campaign, for lack of a better phrase, with their friends and their email list and any blogs where it might fit,
mm-hmm.
to encourage people to write a letter. I mean, if people are up in arms about what the government is doing or they're not dissatisfied, ooh, wow, that's 91% of the population. That might be a little too many letters, but there is no such thing as too many letters. The judge really needs to hear from the populace to find out how many people are really upset with what is happening with our money, and of course, what's wrong with sentencing me to 22 years to prison.
Yeah.
Bernard, where can folks get the name and address to send the letters?
I actually have the solution to that. I just posted Bernard's letter here that he sent on the Free Talk Live Facebook page. So if people go to facebook.freetalklive.com, it is the newest post there on the page. All the details that you just sent me in an email a moment ago, Bernard, I have reposted there. So all of your instructions, the address for the judge, the suggestions as to how to approach the letters, it's all right there over at facebook.freetalklive.com. But alternatively, Bernard, folks can email you and request the information, correct?
That's right. When I was on Alex Jones' interview yesterday, I just happened to mention that by chance. And oh my God, I didn't know Alex had so many listeners. But yes, and people can probably remember this even if they're out driving around, because the address is pretty simple. Bernard@libertydollar.org. And if you just sent that to me and mentioned the word judge in this subject field or something like that, I would then reply to your email and give you the information that Ian was kind enough to
now,
post.
It's important to point out that even though it's pronounced Bernard, it is spelled B-E-R-N-A-R-D. So that's BERNARD@libertydollar.org.
Yes, sir. It looks like Bernard, but it's the German pronunciation.
Does editor@libertydollar.org also get to you?
Oh, editor@libertydollar gets to me also.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah.
That one might be a little bit easier for folks. So you want to email Bernard over at editor@libertydollar.org. He'll email you back with the instructions as to how to contact the judge. Alternately, you can just go to the Free Talk Live Facebook page, and all the instructions have been posted there. Time is of the essence, though, right, Bernard? So folks should get on this like before the end of the week.
Absolutely, because I've been out now for almost a year, which is very unusual. So people, if you're going to make a statement in my behalf, then now's the time to do it because I'm coming up for sentencing here. I don't know.
Sooner rather than later. Forward. Bernard, it's always great having you on. Keep in touch, and we'll keep our listeners informed. Thank you, sir.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have for you there, features including our archive. So if you've missed a moment of the show, it's no problem. They're right there. Just download as many as you'd like, going all the way back to late 2006. Over at freetalklive.com. We just got off the phone a moment ago with Bernard von Nothaus, who is the monetary architect behind the Liberty Dollar, facing 22 years in prison for alleged counterfeiting charges, which is just an absolute insult. The idea that what he was doing was in any way, shape, or form counterfeiting, because the Liberty Dollar, if you've ever seen them before, you know that they don't look like the U.S. currency at all. They look like real silver, first off and foremost, and or the warehouse receipts look totally different from the U.S. dollar. The silver pieces are, sure, they're round like U.S. currency, but everything's silver pieces. Almost all silver pieces are round. But besides that, there was a phone number on it. There was a website on it. I mean, it was very clear that it was intended to enlighten people, and that's what Bernard's whole point was. And
they were all different colors, too, is the other thing. I mean,
the papers were, the warehouse receipts were.
Yes. I mean, everybody, when they see currency, if they see that it's U.S., they would expect it to be green. But, I mean, these had reds and purples and golds in them.
I think the claim of the government was not that the warehouse receipts were the issue, that it was the silver pieces that were, the rounds, essentially, that, you know, had Lady Liberty on them, basically. Mm-hmm. But again, they had a phone number. How many U.S. currency? Have you ever seen U.S. currency with a phone number on it? Have you ever seen U.S. currency with a website on it? It doesn't happen like that.
And when you would go to the website, or when you would go to the, you know, call the phone number, you would be given the opportunity to learn about what you have in your hand and what it is. What is this? It is real silver. What does that mean? Explaining to people, you know, why the U.S. dollar is not backed by anything, and why having silver or gold or something else, some other precious metal backing currency, is a good idea. So it was really more of an educational campaign than anything else. And in fact, you know, when we've talked in detail about the Liberty Dollar, there have been some legitimate critiques that have been brought up about the Liberty Dollar. And one of the critiques was the old move up thing that they the way the
no what does that mean?
Well, you see, the one of the biggest critiques, and I think is the best critique about the Liberty Dollar, is that it had a dollar figure on it. So, like, for instance, when I got into it at the beginning of the aughts, so around the year 2000 or 2001, when I got myself some Liberty Dollars, the 1 ounce silver piece cost just under $10,
mm-hmm.
and it was labeled $10. So the idea was that as an associate, a Liberty Dollar associate, I would get the piece at a slight discount, a very, very slight discount, off of the actual cost of the, or off of whatever the regular retail cost of it would be, so off of the $10 cost. So, like, you know, I was paying basically nine and change
right.
for these pieces that were labeled as 10. And the idea was that was to give people the incentive, people like me, the incentive to spend these. Because otherwise you're going up against, oh, God, is it Gresham's Law? I think it might be Gresham's
right,
Law.
Where bad money chases good?
Right, where if you've got bad money and good money, you're more likely to spend the bad money first. Why mm-hmm. would you want to spend the good money? And indeed, you know, if you've got silver and then the U.S. currency, and why would you want to spend the silver when you could just hoard it away somewhere? So the idea was to discount the silver a little bit and make it so that it would be something where if you did put one into circulation, if I got a Liberty Dollar piece, I paid $9 for it, and I put it into circulation and bought something that was $10 with something that I paid $9 for, it gives me the incentive to spend it rather than save it. Does that make sense?
I do see the incentive that's created out of that situation, but I'm curious if inflation took over so quickly that the value of these things became much larger than what was originally written.
So here comes the issue with the biggest gripe that people had about the Liberty Dollar. And I think, you know, legitimately, it wasn't a perfect currency, but what it was the only one. You know, it was the only real significant competitor to the U.S. federal government's dollar. So it had some bugs. And one of the problems was the move up. So the idea was, again, it started with $10 on the silver piece, the 1 ounce silver piece. But you're right. Bernard knew that over time the value was going to go up. And so he had a plan for that. And the plan was essentially once the moving average or something like that of the value of silver in U.S. dollars would go above a certain point, and I think it was like $15 or something. I forget what it was. But it went up past a certain point for 30 days, like a 30-day moving average, went past a certain point, then the Liberty Dollar would move up to the next price point, which was $20. So it moved from a $10 piece to a $20 piece in the time that I was a Liberty Dollar associate. And at that time, when that occurred, you had the option to send in your pieces physically, to mail all your pieces in and essentially have them reminted.
Oh, how cool.
Well, you know, that sounds cool, and it is. But on the other hand, it's costly, right? I mean, you've got to pay for the shipping of the pieces. Then you actually had to pay a per-piece reminting fee.
Well, you didn't have to do this at all.
That's true. I could have just held on to them.
Yeah, they've become collector's items, and they're valuable in their own right for not having turned them into a new one.
I wish I hadn't turned them into to new pieces. But a lot of people did, and, you know, if you were like me and you were out actively kind of promoting it, then it made sense to have the newer ones rather than having to explain to someone at a cash register why it says $10 on it, but you're offering it as a $20 piece.
Right.
So again, the idea of the Liberty Dollar was to be a kind of an educational piece, more so than an actual currency that could somehow overtake the federal government's currency someday. I mean, how realistic that was, I don't know. But it being an educational piece, when you're at a cash register, you only have so much time. You've got a line, especially if you've got a line behind you. You know, you don't want to be giving someone a lesson on economics and the value of silver. You just you don't have time for it. So so if you were using the Liberty Dollar at cash registers, it made sense to have it at a price point where it was more close to the actual value of silver.
I see. That does make a lot of sense.
Right. So then there was another move up to the $50 piece. So it went from like $10 to $20 to $50, and it was around the $50 move up when everything went kaputz after the federal government swooped in and raided the operation. But can you see what the gripe about people's legitimate complaint was about the Liberty Dollar, like that they had to keep spending in order to kind of keep it going?
Right, and that's a unique thing to have happen with any currency. I've never heard of people being able to send their currency back in, and the U.S. government will remint it with new pictures of like rocks and fountains.
Right. So the baseline of that complaint was the idea that it had a dollar value on it. And right. A lot of people point out, well, a silver currency should be denominated in the amount of the silver. It should
just
be an ounce, right? And then, we've got the internet today, and we can easily check values of weights of silver. But, of course, the Liberty Dollar came out in the late 1990s, so we didn't have the same level of connectivity back then as we do today. And, he did the right thing, I think, at the right time for what it was as an educational piece. It all made sense. Could there have been a better way to do it? Probably. But did anyone else compete with Bernard? Not that I know of. Where's the competitor to the Liberty Dollar? For all the people that complained about the Liberty Dollar over the years, and again, I think some of the complaints were legitimate, but for all the people who complained, I don't know of anybody that decided to do the same thing and compete and, step into the alternative currency markets and actually make an alternative currency that's marketed. There's a billion silver pieces.
There are a lot of silver people who are pushing silver cards or silver dimes, using these things to carry around in our wallets.
More so now than in the past.
Yes.
But during the history of the Liberty Dollar, there wasn't an actual organization of any sort that was really out there educating people about sound money. Yeah, there were plenty of silver vendors. You could, get in touch with Antmex or Midas or the various other people that were selling silver. But they weren't doing it for the purpose of education, if that makes sense. Or at least never came off that way to me. And so I think Bernard von Nothaus is a hero. He's a really brave guy who literally put his freedom where his mouth was and marketed a brilliant tool to educate people about sound money. And now he's facing 22 years in prison.
So brave.
So if you want to help him out and write to the judge, go to the Free Talk Live Facebook page where you'll find all the details on that. There's more coming up, and this is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at Biomat.com, spelled Biomat.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit Biomat.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, where we'll give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Head over to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find there links to Amazon, and when you click into one of those links, there's different ones for different countries. So click into the right one for you, and then just get whatever it is you're looking for. Amazon has all kinds of products, dozens of categories, probably millions of items. You get your shopping done and get the stuff you want delivered to your door. Great Amazon prices that you're used to, the Amazon experience you're used to if you've ever shopped at Amazon before, and you probably have. It's just that you're entering through our portal, and when you do that, Free Talk Live gets a portion of Amazon's profits. So there's no reason not to go to shop.freetalklive.com and start your shopping experience there. We've been talking about the Liberty Dollar throughout the hour this particular evening, and that's because Bernard von Nothaus from the Liberty Dollar is facing 22 years in prison for basically offering an alternative to the federal government's currency. Now, Bernard actually came to the Free State Project's Liberty Forum as one of the, I believe he was a keynote speaker a few years ago, must have been prior to his attack by the federal government. And he had a great time there. You can also have a great time at the Liberty Forum because it's coming up again, February 23rd through the 26th. It is one of the largest Liberty gatherings in the world, and there are usually interesting folks like Bernard von Nothaus who will show up to this thing. So this year, besides Derek Jay, who will be attending the Liberty Forum, you'll get to meet all kinds of interesting personalities, like Carlos Miller from Photography is Not a Crime, Peter Schiff, the investment advisor. He will be there. He'll actually be running a seminar and giving a keynote speech. In addition to that, Joel Salatin, the author of You Can Farm, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Starting and Succeeding in a Farming Business, will be the other keynote speaker. And there are a variety of other speakers that will be there as well, including Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center, Michael Cloud from the Center for Small Government, Prax Girl from the Prax Girl YouTube channel, as well as Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture Magazine, and many more. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use coupon code FTL2012 to get registered and save yourself 10% off the already low and already affordable rates for this convention. Again, freestateproject.org/libertyforum, code FTL2012 to save 10%. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the event, so look forward to seeing you there. If you've never been before, make the time to come up to this if you possibly can. It's an absolute blast. And even if you can't make it for all Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and you can only come up for Saturday and Sunday or just Saturday, there are a la carte tickets available as well. So, you don't have to buy the whole VIP experience. But if you do get the VIP tickets, that'll give you access to, all the luncheons and dinners and the speeches and keynotes and everything. And it's, I think, like $210. And then, again, take 10% off with code FTL2012. But that code works even if you're buying the a la carte packages, too. So it's 10% off your whole bill with code FTL2012 at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. So there are other things, certainly, to discuss here tonight. In fact, Derek Jay, you're going to tell us about some bizarre new police state freaky technology. I definitely want to get into that as well. But do you feel like there's something else that we haven't covered about the Liberty Dollar at all that that maybe we should mention?
Simply that it hasn't hurt anybody. If it's being used at all, it's because it was beneficial to both people involved in the trade.
That's right.
And that someone being put in a cage by, I suppose, a jury of their peers having been convicted at a jury trial is just absurd. For someone to be locked away for producing something that people traded voluntarily, which benefited all in the exchange, that just makes no sense to me. And if it doesn't make sense to you, I would hope that you would also write to the judge who's going to do the sentencing.
Well, you said that no one was a victim, and you're right in that no individual human beings were victims here. But I think the federal government people feel victimized, because they actually had competition, and they don't like that very much. They feel like their legitimacy has been victimized here by this man, this dastardly man going out there and marketing his real value-backed currency and just showing up the federal government for the shameful scumbags and liars and, perpetrators of basically deception that they are. So
well,
they probably feel deceived.
It's interesting you say that because it reminds me that there are people like Bernard von Nothaus who did not produce things like the Liberty Dollar, though they may have wanted to, who had been victimized by the state because they knew the consequences of doing something like creating an alternative currency. So there have been victims that are unseen in this situation, and they're victims of state aggression or threats thereof.
Certainly, Bernard himself is a victim of the state aggression, as well as his other associates, people that were working for him. One of them, Kevin, actually came up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year and came actually to visit me while I was in jail. He was visiting Keene for a short while, and he's actually originally from Canada. Thankfully, they ended up, I think he ended up taking a plea deal or something like that to get out. They held him in jail for 2 years. In a detention
goodness.
Facility because just because he was from Canada.
Wow.
Yeah, because he's an immigrant.
Yeah.
So
that makes him scarier.
Exactly.
Scarier to the U.S. government, I guess.
So it's just horrible what they've been doing to these folks, all because they wanted to offer an alternative currency. And it's also should be instructive for anyone else that wants to do the same thing because they're going to target you.
Right. Even if he ends up with no time, the lightest sentence possible, all of the time and energy he's had to spend defending his freedom is enough to make people turned off to the idea of creating an alternative currency.
That's
I'm
what
sure.
they want, right? They want people to be intimidated by this. They want them to see the example of the Liberty Dollar and say to themselves, wow, I don't want to have to deal with 5 years in court and hiring however much he spent on lawyers to, I didn't ask him how he's doing financially, but I don't think it's very well because I know he's asked for help financially over the years through his newsletters and I've sent some money along for that purpose. This is going to wipe somebody out. They took all of the gold and silver. They took the whole operation. They that's it. I mean, it's horrible what they've done. And so hopefully folks will be able to help out. There's already been a critic over at the Free Talk Live Facebook page on the post that I made. I made a post which has all the information about how to contact this rogue man. And someone writes, "Isn't it time to stop the schizophrenia? Calling an effing judge honorable, asking for respect when dealing with a victimless crime, and something so obviously powerful in the arena of freedom, and we are still being asked to lick a judge's butt instead of telling him that if he had an ounce of honor in him, the case would have never been tried." And I've been cutting some of the profanity out of this. "Lick the boots, F that," he says. And look, I get it. I didn't call the judge honorable when I addressed the envelope. I did not write "the honorable" on there, but I wrote the rest of it. And I wasn't rude in my letter in which I wrote, but I wouldn't say that I, you know, fell in line with all of the conventions of addressing a judge, right? I didn't do that, but I wasn't rude at the same time.
Right, that's totally doable. I think a lot of people who are turned off by communication with agents of the state,
mm-hmm.
and I can relate. I myself was one not long ago, but it is possible to communicate with them using your own language and not putting it on their terms, you know? I feel like a lot of my hesitation for writing to people like judges was because I felt like I had to include things like "the honorable," and now I realize, no, I don't. I won't get in trouble for just addressing him by his, you know, first and last name like any other person, so
exactly.
It's no problem. I encourage more communication.
And you're right. The more communication, the better. And reality is, the man is still a man in a robe, right? And he's somewhere in there's a human being. And if there's some way to connect with that human being on some sort of a level, it's worth doing. This guy's facing 22 years in prison. I get it. I, as much as anyone else, want to tear down the wall of legitimacy of the state. But that's a long-term process. And in one letter that you write to the man in the robe, you're not going to end the legitimacy of the state, okay? So in this case, Bernard von Nothaus is facing 22 years in prison. And the fact is, this guy's holding the axe over his head. So you got to say whatever it takes to pull this guy back from the ledge, to pull this judge back from doing the worst he can possibly do to Bernard von Nothaus.
Yeah, don't hurt that man.
Please don't. And there are ways you can say that and still be nice about it, right? Yeah. You don't have to be rude. Certainly.
Absolutely.
Being rude is not going to help anything. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free lane. Coming up, a bizarre new police state development coming out of your former home turf of New Jersey. We'll get to that here with Derek Day in a moment. 855-453, the toll-free number. You take control. Bring up anything. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
DeEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis hit in interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigHeadPress.com.